Started out the hour just asking the question, this whole thing about bribing cops, is it an urban myth or is it a thing? It's a thing. Let me tell you something. Lots of voice notes streaming in this morning. 084 850 0942 phone calls.
It's time to get up. With Martin Bester.
I see, hey.
Hi, Martin. Being an ex-policeman, I spoke to a traffic official many years ago, and if they pull a taxi over and they ask him for one clipper, it's R100. So if they pull off 10 taxis, it's R1,000. So they don't need to worry about their salaries because they make R1,000 a day.
Shocker.
Môre, Martin. Ja, die man wat praat van Giani af Pietersburg toe vir R23, daarso is hulle, lyk my baie hardop. Ek is daarso weg ook in dieselfde zone, ek weet wat 'n zone is dit. Vir 'n sakkie hout is ek daar weg. En in Pretoria, hierso onder in Roslyn, vir traders se ligte wat nie gewerk het nie, 'n sakkie limoene.
Can we just take a moment?
Wow.
The scope of bribes. Muffin, R23, sakkie hout, R1,000, a clip. Have you ever?
Morning, guys. I think because we're so scared when we get pulled over by cops, even if you're not doing anything in the wrong, you just do anything to make it go away. Like, if I was pulled over and the cop said, you know, give me a Coke, and I had a Coke, I would definitely give him the Coke so that I could leave. Which is sad, but I think it is quite a reality.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, Martin, ek moet sê, ek ry nou al 13 jaar sonder 'n lisensie rond, en my lisensie is maar R50 pink nootjie, en dit werk. Ek het regtig in 13 jaar nog nie 'n boete gekry nie. Ek het nog elke keer wat hulle die 50 gegaan, as hulle vir af jou lisensie gee en het hulle die R50 nood en is verby. Kyk, hulle vat eerder geld voor hulle die boete uitskryf. Dis minder moeite.
What lawless chaos.
My oom en sy twee seuns was afgetrek en die speedkop het hom ook gevra vir 'n bribe, en terwyl hulle genegotiate het oor die bribe, het my oom se seun die ding gerekord, en my oom het vir hom gevra of hy soek vir die bribe. Toe sê hulle is twee. Hy soek genoeg geld vir lunch vir hulle al twee. My oom het vir my R100 gegee, en nadat hy my R100 gegee het, sê my oom vir my, okay, ek het nou die goed gerekord vir die bribe, gaan ek die vir die polisie wys of gaan hy vir my geld gee? Toe wou die speedkop om my R100 terug gee, toe sê vir hom, nee, ons is drie en ons soek genoeg geld vir drie vir lunch. Toe moes die speedkop 'n ekstra R100 teruggegee het.
Wow, this is just next level. Let me share this story with you. The poor cop bribed them, then they bribed the cop back. I mean, I'm laughing because it's just ridiculous. So two Metro Police Department officials from the EMPD, they were arrested. The truck driver, they pulled over the truck driver. They alleged that the officers, claimed that the documentation he produced was not in order, but was. They demanded a bribe of R1,000 to let him go free. He then contacted the EMPD Internal Affairs Unit, who in turn informed members of the Hawks. The location for the delivery of the bribe was agreed upon, and the two officers were arrested around 20 to 5 a couple of days ago. So maybe that story inspires you to treat it differently next time. Because I know sometimes people just feel hopeless, like what's going to happen? Well, that could happen. They could get arrested.
It's time to get up and go with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I get net three words. Awesome.
Wake up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m., Jacaranda FM.